It's Thursday, March 25th, 2021. I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Slack Connect stumbles out and back in. Why the return to the office matters. And a hacker gets their sentence. This is the Business of Tech. So yesterday I talked about Slack's new Connect option and I classified it as a business strategy story. Today, let's talk about it as a security story. Why? Well, it's got a ton of problems that allow for harassment. The feature has been rolled back because the way email invitations are being sent could be used to send harassing or abusive messages. That includes sending foul language and the inability to block those emails or make them ever stop. A user can't filter for them, and if you're in a free Slack, you can never remove them. Now, why do we care? Well, that's not great. My statements yesterday about the why all stand. And now we get to ask the question, why didn't they think of this? I pose this thought often. Why aren't companies considering how things can go badly? I call it the Black Mirror test. Assume your technology is going to appear on the show, twisted and abused by creative science fiction writers. I could dial up the snark and say, this is called testing, people. Long term, the direction is clear for this. Short term, proceed with caution. Employees might go back to the office, but not 5 days a week, Microsoft researchers found. Over 70% of workers want flexible remote work options to continue, while over 65% are craving more in-person time with their teams. To prepare, 66% of business decision makers are considering redesigning physical spaces to better accommodate hybrid work environments. The data is clear. Extreme flexibility and hybrid work will define the post-pandemic workplace. Putting some perspective here, Atlassian says they have added a quarter of their entire workforce during the pandemic, which means they have never been to an office. I'm also highlighting a longer read by Recode, which focuses on the 10 ways that the office will never be the same. One item from it, how productivity is being measured will change. Where before people were evaluated by aptitude, attitude, and attendance, without those on a daily basis, it's measured by output. And that's not just the raw amount, but the outcomes. Now, why do we care? Keep hitting the work from anywhere and change to the office as a theme because there's both so much to learn and so much to implement. If technology enables this new way of working, then the IT services companies implementing it are the key to making those implementations successful. Thus, we care to be experts in effective use of the technology, which is so much more than knowing what button to hit. How will the space be used? How will culture be built? Where to use AI and where to use people? How do you effectively bridge communities and populations that are diverse? Hard questions to be sure, but all the profitable ones to solve. There won't be a single answer either, which makes this artisanal, not purely technological. I rather like a good conviction story for cybercrime. An IT consultant hacked a company in California and deleted almost all of its Microsoft 365 accounts as an act of revenge. The company was shut down for 2 days as more than 1,200 accounts were removed. The consultant was pulled from a migration project after customer complaints in January 2018 and sacked in early May. He then hacked into the customer on August 8th. He's now been sentenced to 2 years in prison and 3 years of supervised release and paying over $500,000 in damages to the company he sabotaged, which represents the bills paid to recover the damage. Now, why do we care? Keep saying it. It takes a while when the consequences come, but they do come. This is 3 years later. The story doesn't dig into the how of the breach, so let's assume all was done correctly, and this was an active breach. We care here from the lesson about how this would be prosecuted. In order to prove this, the company would need all of the forensics and evidence to present in court. This would require coordination with law enforcement to ensure that evidence is properly handled and acquired. It would require coordination with the prosecutors to make it happen. And so I ask, do most IT services companies have the expertise ready to handle this scenario? I've asked before, do you even have the process to call the FBI documented? If not, I've just assigned you homework. This is expertise well beyond just the technical, and if the statement is true that it's just a matter of time until the breach, it's true you'll need this process. Are you still relying on a frustrating patchwork of legacy solutions? Modernize your cybersecurity and data protection with Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud. It's a single solution that combines backup, anti-malware, and endpoint protection management. As an MSP, you can easily improve client security posture, eliminate complexity, and generate more recurring revenue. Learn more about Acronis Cyber Protect Cloud at acronis.com. Thanks for listening to The Business of Tech. I'll be appearing tonight on The Tech Bar if you'd like to catch me for a little bit of fun. And if you missed it, catch the replay. Link in the show notes, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.